Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. The Premier has called on WA school teachers to talk before they walk as thousands prepare to strike tomorrow for better pay and conditions. Over 100 schools will either partially or completely close. Roger Cook insists an improved offer has been put forward.
We invite the teachers to come back to the negotiating table. We have our offer in front of them. We want them to consider that offer, put it to their members, and then if they continue to be frustrated, perhaps then they could consider other activities. But just at the moment, they should be considering the payoff that we put to them on the 10th of April.
Tears flowed freely at Bondi Beach as the community remembered those lost in the Westfield mass stabbing. The Prime Minister joining thousands last night to pay respects and offer strength at a candlelit vigil. Inspector Amy Scott, who took down the attacker, stood with fellow officers. Anthony Albanese says every Aussie is thinking of everyone affected.
All those who were injured, all those caring for them, the people still in hospital and those taking the first steps on the hard road to recovery. Survivors carrying the invisible scars of trauma and of fear.
Overseas, more bombs have rained down on Gaza overnight, with Israeli airstrikes killing 9 people in Rafah. That included 6 children. More than 2 million people are sheltering in Gaza's southernmost city. And 2 West Aussie millionaires from Saturday night are yet to come forward today. Both will pick up a cool $1.6 million each. In sport, Harley Reid looks set to become the Eagles' new million-dollar man. From today, CEO Don Pike is able to offer him a contract extension, which is reportedly in the 7 figures. Pike says plans are well underway.
Well, we're at the timeline and we're at round 6, so, you know, we're not sitting on our hands, put it that way.
The Giants are set to lose key pair Toby Green and Jesse Hogan after being offered one-match bans by the MRO. And West Aussie Jack Robinson is the new king of the break, winning the Margaret River Pro.